This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. Just had a coughing fit. I think I swallowed a big ball of carbon monoxide or something.
Are you guys okay in there?
We are not.
I don't know what's going on.
Car? No.
So, I mean, I've been feeling funky for a couple of days, but I just figured it was allergies or the weather.
So,
or
so we go to the 5G, news. We go to the news, you know, 5-6 minutes ago, and Dana was sitting at her side of the table.
Kind of quiet.
Yeah, and she just goes, and I looked over and I said, hey, are you okay? And she goes, I just kind of feel faint. Hmm. And I looked at her and I was shocked. And I go, so do I. And Dana goes, you don't think like this room is filled with carbon monoxide and we're about to die, do you?
It has been a little warm in here today. Yes, and I'm wearing a sweater. And you know how sometimes you just get like, I just
one,
need some air.
You're probably overheated. And two, you haven't been drinking your water.
Nope.
Do you think Dana's tired of Dan and I lecturing her?
No, I have been drinking water. I have water here. You know, I'm a little fatigued because
I'm wearing a Ski Patrol shirt today. So
a little fatigued. I did go bowling this morning. First day back with the golfing bowler league. Yeah. Oh yeah.
How's your forearm?
What did you roll?
It's a little sore, Dan. I'm not gonna lie.
How was your rotator cuff?
Gonna be some Theragun action going on tonight when I get home. I bowled. I did not do terrible. I did not know this. When one takes a 2-year hiatus, as I have, you do not come in with your prior average.
Did we break 100?
We did.
Oh, okay. Well, those bumpers do help.
They do, Dan.
Touch and go there for a while, Sam.
Very helpful. What did you roll?
I rolled a 130 something.
Okay, we didn't break 100.
Do you want to borrow Rosie?
And then I might need a ball. I do not have my own ball anymore. It's one of the things I got rid of when I purged the house. And
you used a house ball?
Ball ain't gonna roll itself, Scott. Yes,
stuck your fingers in those holes?
Yes, I did, Dan.
Wow, really?
And wait for it. I used house shoes.
Did you sell those too?
I always use a house shoe and a house ball.
I kind of like the house shoe and the house ball. It feels very communal.
I've only used house shoes in my entire life.
Those house shoes look really cool.
Yeah, actually. They're a fashion statement.
They really do.
I did spend multiple minutes washing my hands.
Where did you play?
We played in Olathe. Oh. No, they moved it. But it was
they didn't move Park Lanes.
A good time. It was like we rolled three games and did
maybe
the
that's
deal
why you feel funky, because you got some disease that you didn't have before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let me look up. Hang on. Bowling ball hole disease. Bowling ball hole disease.
I wouldn't
disease.
Google that at work.
Bowling ball hole disease.
Here we go. Bowler's thumb, here it is a rare condition that can occur when your thumb is repeatedly compressed by the thumb hole of the bowling ball. If your hole is too tight when a bowler puts too much spin on it. Symptoms include pain and numbness in the elbow and forearm. And callousing on the thumb.
Yeah, that wouldn't make you lightheaded.
That's not from one game of
that's
bowling.
Not it.
Do you spin the ball?
No, I don't.
You're
I'm
straight
a
thrower.
Thrower. And it throws through the air thud.
Oh, you weren't with us when we used to do the bowling.
It's a traumatic neuropathic condition.
I've seen her bowl. It is not pretty.
Involving the ulnar digital nerve.
It is not pretty.
I spin the ball, even with the house balls.
Did management have to come over and say, ma'am, you need to start rolling that ball?
I have beautiful bowling form that Dana likes to make fun of.
No, you hop on one leg like a flamingo when you're done.
That's after my beautiful form
of
rolling.
Your finish is very bizarre.
But I sweep my right leg all the way across the floor, and it's way, my foot is way over here.
Yeah.
And I gently put the ball down and roll a strike.
Yes.
It's got to be a sweep.
That's called bowling.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Dana, when she says she throws the ball, it literally is air. She lets it go up here. It is airborne.
Well, her thumb's too tight in that hole.
Thank you.
Let go.
Listen to this from the New York Post. I almost died of sepsis after bowling. Beware of the warning signs. This is what's happening to me.
Okay.
The strike that almost took her out. Mom Nikita Harden revealed she almost died of sepsis after allegedly cutting her thumb on the inside of a bowling ball. I didn't think anything of it at first. You get scratches all the time, she said. She was out bowling with her boyfriend when she cut herself after placing her fingers inside the holes of the ball. Later in the evening, she notified her beau that she didn't feel well. She felt unbearable pain, actually, in her thumb. I just didn't feel very good. And then I started seeing little red bits on my arm. She almost died. The end. She's fine now.
Did that you cut your thumb?
Oh, that is one hell of a cut. I didn't, Dan. So, again, okay. It doesn't explain my
that was a riveting story.
Lightheadedness.
You don't have a sepsis.
Look at the red line on her arm. You've always heard if you get a red line like that, you're dead. And that line's going all the way up her heart.
Sure is.
All from bowling.
I do have a custom ball, but I need to get it re-drilled because my hands grew since freshman year of high school.
Oh, God. How many pounds is it?
14. I throw 15 on the house ball, but my custom ball is a 14.
I'm going to be honest. I'm embarrassed to say I throw 10.
That's okay.
11.
You're a woman.
11 on a good day.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's easier to throw it up in the air and let it land with a thunk.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it. I like throwing it up in the air like that.
There's an update on Peanut the Squirrel. And by the way, Peanut is spelled P'NUT.
Okay. Isn't he dead?
The squirrel's dead, but give me the update.
Well, his owner is threatening a lawsuit against the state, believing that, and I'm just now reading this, that Peanut may have been decapitated.
Oh, that guy's nuts.
No, Peanut was decapitated. They tested it for rabies. And then listen to this. The whole reason that everyone's up in arms over the squirrel thing, the whole reason they confiscated the squirrel was because they thought it may be rabid. They tested it yesterday. The test results came back. No rabies. They killed that squirrel for no reason whatsoever.
Can't you test for rabies without cutting off his head?
I believe that is the common practice to test for rabies.
I think it's a suspect. Yeah, it's a suspected thing, and then they have to put the animal down, and then they test. I believe.
I thought the initial report was that they were taken, both Peanut the squirrel and his pet raccoon, because they weren't allowed to own them under state law.
Correct.
So then, why does it matter that? Obviously, it matters that he was decapitated. He's no longer breathing. But
pretty sure they have to decapitate it to do the rabies test.
That's what I. Yeah.
Okay. All right. From the text line, Dana, if you're lightheaded, have you checked your blood sugar and or your blood pressure?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.